Farmers and ranchers are nervous as spring nears and drought conditions have not receded much in many areas. Near New Rockford, North Dakota, that dryness is very concerning for Rain Valley Farms' Jeff Schaefer. Schaefer, who runs a 400-head Angus cow-calf operation and a backgrounding and finishing feedlot, says it has made for a unique calving season.
My dad always said if you can calve without overshoes on or muck boots, it could be a long year. So obviously the drought concerns are very alive in the country. You know, we're hoping we can get some timely rains in April and May to get some green grass to sustain our herds. So, you know, if there's any concerns, it's maybe dust pneumonia to come as some of these calving pastures and fields are going to get dusty. This wind just seems to blow with these above normal temperatures, and it's almost like a blast furnace. So, you know, there's obviously going to be some concerns moving forward with dust pneumonia, but hopefully we get some moisture to settle the dust and life will be good.
In a typical year, Schaefer raises corn, soybeans, pinto beans, and seed oats. This year, that plan may change.
Personally, I think we're going to put more of forage crops in just because I'm nervous about hay supply for the livestock herd. And a lot of the river bottom grass got drowned out last year through the flood, so it seems like we're going from a flood to a drought. And that grass really hasn't come back yet, so I'm really nervous on our low-bottom hay ground, so we're going to try to be proactive and put more forage crops in for the livestock herd.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.